بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we work with different quality standards and quality systems in the corporate world, but all quality systems, irrespective of what it is, whether it's total quality, TQM, Six Sigma, or whatever, the basic principle is only one, and that's common across the board, and that is measurements, metrics. So if somebody says that I went to this hotel and customer service is excellent, that's a meaningless statement from a quality perspective. Because what is the meaning of excellent? So unless you can define that excellent, because excellent can mean many things to many people. For example, for somebody, excellence can mean that the hotel staff that they met, they talked to them, they were nice to them, they were, you know, they had conversation with them and so on. For somebody else, excellent might mean that I was left alone. Nobody bothered me. No one asked me dumb questions, you know. It was the ITC hotel in Chennai. So I got in late on a flight and the buffet was over. So I ordered some prawns. So these prawns came and they had pulled them out of the freezer and they were sort of half frozen and quite awful. I mean, they was not nice at all. So I was kind of trying to cut them, cut the prawn and so on with my knife. This steward comes. He says, "Good morning, sir," because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. "Good morning, sir." I said, "Good morning." He says, "How's your meal, sir?" I said, "It's horrible." "Thank you, sir." And he goes away. I mean, because he's programmed to say, "Good morning, sir, and how's your meal, sir, and thank you, sir." That's his programming. So it doesn't matter what you say, that's what he's going to say. So he said, "How's your meal, sir?" I said, "It's horrible." He said, "Thank you, sir." He's gone. Now, so therefore, now if you say, well, you know, how good is the quality? Somebody says it's good, means what? So unless there is a measurement, we don't know. Now, when you talk about measurements, if I tell you that I have a process which is 99% good, right? I've got whatever the process is. I've got a process which is 99% good. Do you say that's good or not good? It's good. 99% good is good, right? Six Sigma, 99% good, actually, if you take it to 1 million, 99% good is 10,000 mistakes per million. Now, when you are flying in a plane at 35,000 feet, and the engines are 99% good, that's bad news, right? 10,000 mistakes per million. Six Sigma is 3.4 mistakes per million. That's the difference between Six Sigma standard and 99% good standard. There's a famous Motorola story, because Six Sigma was started in Motorola. So, the Motorola story goes that those days they used to make Motorola pagers. I don't know how many of you remember the Motorola pager. It was sort of briefly, there was a flash in India. It just came for a couple of, you know, I don't know, a year or something, and then disappeared. So, Motorola outsourced the pagers to a Japanese company. So, they were so particular about this Six Sigma standard that they called the Japanese guys over. They came to Chicago. They had this meeting and the Motorola executives explained to them that Six Sigma means this, 33.4 mistakes per million, and you know, we must have this particular standard and so on. So they agreed, but you know, the Americans talking to Japanese and so on and all this. So anyway, when the consignment was delivered, they found there was a big box and there was a small box. So they said to them, "What is this big box and small box?" They said, well, you see, you said you wanted 3.4 mistakes per million. So we made 3.4 mistakes. That is in the small box. Because as far as we are concerned, we don't make mistakes. Right? But since you wanted 3.4 mistakes, we also made that for you. So we got three or four faulty pagers, and the others are fine. We don't make mistakes. The reason I'm saying all this is because we are sitting here in Etikaf. We are also, those who are not in Etikaf also, we are on the 23rd fast of the month. We don't know whether we have another 6 or another 7. So what is our quality standard for this? What is our measurement for this? So if you say this Ramadan went well, what does it mean? It means we had nice food. Does it mean that we slept well? Does it mean that, what does it mean? Or if you say that my Ramadan is not going so badly, what exactly does it mean? What is the measurement standard that you are using? As I told you, the whole way of looking at Ramadan is maybe this is my last. Because one Ramadan will be your last. And whichever one it is, this one, next one, one after another, 120 years after 10,000 years, we don't know, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you life. So the point is that, what is our quality standard? What is your quality standard? What's my quality standard? As far as Ramadan is concerned, what is my quality standard with respect to this Ramadan? What am I measuring? Because unless we are measuring something specific, we won't get it. The month will go, and then we get back into our own lives and whatever we're doing, and that's it. So what is the measurement? The reason I'm saying it is we still have 6-7 days. Let's try. If you don't have a measurement, do it today. Sit down with a piece of paper and write down. This is my measurement for Ramadan. This is what I want to achieve. And this is how I know that I am achieving it. For example, if you say I want to learn to recite Quran well. What is the meaning of well? Means what? So you must define that. And then you must start learning. Right? So whatever your, I want to learn to control my anger. What does that mean? What does that mean? So unless we have a specific standard and specific metrics, measurements, we cannot achieve. That's why we say, what you measure, you know. What you don't know, what you don't measure, you don't know. And therefore, only what you measure, you can guarantee. What you don't measure, you cannot guarantee. Now, measurement is not always in terms of time, it's not always in terms of money. It depends on what you're doing. The measurement will be with reference to that. But that measurement must be clear in your mind. So, with this Ramadan, I would remind myself and you, let us create a goal for ourselves and create the measuring metrics for it and say that this is how I know that I am achieving my goal. This is how I know if I'm doing well, I'm not doing well, I'm doing more than well, whatever the case might be, right? So, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do this and to try to maximize the benefit of whatever is left of this month. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَسَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ